Mini episode 1608 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1608 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Succession episode 4.4. Here's our top five notes of interest coming out of one of the best episodes in TV history. Number five, Connor and Willa actually got married, and it was by far the least significant thing to happen in the episode titled Connor's Wedding, Story of His Life. The oldest child and by far the least valued by Logan took that opportunity to get on with his life. Good for him, since the old man's parting kick to the groin was to blow off Con's wedding day to kiss up to the bratty interloper trying to buy the company business. Logan was nothing if not consistent to the very end. Number 4. Tom trusted Greg to get rid of sensitive information. That should end well for him. The instinct is to ask if Tom has learned nothing. But what else was he going to do in that situation? At least Greg will be able to keep the dirt away from Sid. For Tom, surviving and moving forward means fighting one battle at a time. Speaking of which, number 3, the initial battle lines are in place. It's the old guard with Tom against the kids. The old guard is clearly already jostling, wanting to be named in a death announcement personally, and with a seething Jerry knowing exactly what Logan and Roman had planned for her. Of course, the splintering among the kids is yet to come, since they all saw themselves in the big seat for many years. In essence, this program crafted one of the most unique three-act arcs in TV history. In retrospect, we can now see that Act 1 was the kids all circling each other and frequently knifing each other to get ahead. That lasted 3 seasons. Act 2 is incredibly short, the time in which the siblings are all on the same page, but Roman's reluctant double game with Logan, which Jerry is surely about to expose, already threatens their unity. Act 3 may start as soon as this week, a true free-for-all heading into the endgame in which the siblings make common cause with whoever can advance their own interests. There truly are no words for what is ahead. Number 2. Who are the big wild cards moving forward? It's pretty obvious that Carrie is pregnant with the 5th Roy child, right? She's going to be heavily involved going forward. Whether or not that's the case, she, Marcia, and maybe even Colin could be figured into the will pretty heavily. And with Colin's animosity towards Kendall, maybe the secret of the dead waiter will still come out. There are so many different angles to consider, and that's not even getting into the climax of the upcoming presidential election. It's hard to believe that there are any misgivings in the fan base about what lies ahead without Logan, because it's clear what lies ahead. Chaos that he will continue to stoke from beyond the grave. Number 1. How prophetic are words from last week? Noting that the show is hinting towards a return to the status quo ante, a blown-up deal with Mattson that seemed to indicate that the family would be retaining Waystar Royko together, we saw that the writers would find a way to avoid doing the cliché thing that lesser shows would engage in. But we also had no idea the magnitude of what lay ahead. A thrilling, stunning, series-defining episode that made you realize that you were watching TV history live in the moment. The writers avoided a return to the status quo ante in the most dramatic way possible, killing off Logan suddenly in the midst of the Mattson deal and multiple unresolved family issues. One of the most difficult feats for any show to pull off is to create an incident that feels so real that it actually seems to have diverted the planned-for story. It feels like we were meant to know how Logan's meeting with Mattson would go and the ramifications of Roman playing hatchet man for him one last time. But all of that's in an alternate universe. This episode unfolded just like real life does, where death intrudes suddenly and without warning. Factor in that Logan was untrustworthy enough to fake something like this, and you couldn't even take it at face value right off the bat. From the unbelievably sudden timing of it, to the incredible writing and direction, to the slowly unfolding reality that Logan wasn't going to come back from this health scare, to the daring of giving their most important episode such a bland and misleading name, this was a moment of television that you had to experience in the moment, and you were incredibly fortunate if you did. The series endgame begins now and will unfold over 7 monumental episodes. Strap in for more TV history. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.